Presenting her report to the UN Human Rights Council, Chief Investigator Mary McGowan Davis repeated her belief that possible war crimes had been committed by both Israeli and Palestine fighters. A key concern was the continued use by Israel of high explosive weapons with a wide impact that have been used in densely populated areas in Gaza and the West Bank.
The fact that there appears not to have been a change in policy or tactics, despite substantial information regarding the massive degree of death and destruction in Gaza, which is witnessed by the entire world, raises questions about potential violations of international humanitarian law by these officials, which may amount to war crimes.
The retired U.S. Supreme Court judge said that there was the distinct impression that when Israeli soldiers' lives were at stake, or there was a risk of capture, cardinal principles of international humanitarian law were ignored. Even UN shelters in the occupied territories weren't spared during the fighting, she said. On the Palestinian side, the UN investigator cited the unprecedented number of rockets fired at Israeli communities, many without guidance systems. Another new element in the conflict was the Palestinian fighters' use of so-called attack tunnels, which caused huge anxiety among Israeli communities near Gaza. Mary McGowan Davis also condemned the summary execution of alleged collaborators by Palestinian armed groups, saying victims were dragged out into the street. That may amount to a war crime, she said. Outside the Human Rights Council in Geneva, Israeli Ambassador Eviatar Manor explained why he'd been absent from the chamber when the report was unveiled.
What team will step on a pitch knowing in advance that the referee is unbalanced and will make serial decisions in favor of the opponent, make wrong decisions that will disfavor our team, and will prejudge the situation, meaning he has decided already that we lose 4-0. This is why I am out here and not in there.
The Israeli ambassador said the Commission of Inquiry report failed to take into account the complexities of modern urban conflict or the thousands of missiles fired into Israel. On the Palestinian side, Ambassador Ibrahim Qureshi said the report highlighted how civilians had been targeted in the conflict, but he said the probe was flawed on several points.
The report did not take into consideration the massive difference in military capacity and that one side is under occupation and siege and the other is an occupier. The losses are not equatable. Until now, Israel has not held accountable anyone for these flagrant and massive violations of international law, international human rights law. These are war crimes and crimes against humanity.
A year after the conflict ended, Chief Investigator Mary McGowan Davis noted an Israeli blockade of the occupied territories is still in place and that unemployment is at 43%, with deepening levels of desperation and frustration among the population. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.